My name's Leah Cowan, and I'm 17. Shh, it's midnight. I try to sleep, but shh, midnight's coming through my walls. Strings are coming through my walls. Strings are coming through my walls. My father slumps over his cello, plucking the same strings endlessly. He used to read me Shakespeare at night when I was small, each word passionately packed with meaning, his heart unpacking while he read, "All that glitters is not gold." Often have you heard that told, many a man his life hath sold, but my outside to behold, the Merchant of Venice. When he grew up, he figured out that gold glittered far greater than his art, that money glittered far greater than his art, that his art meant nothing to the real world, when to him it meant everything. My father gave me Shakespeare because it was the only art he had left to give. He used to be a musician, actor, writer, poet, artist, tactful with his words, lost. His loves and sorrows lost, in long working hours lost, in two children lost, and my mother lost in shadows. Now he only plays cello at midnight. The same strings pluck endlessly through the night. Sonatas, symphonies, pass, shh, quiet. He used to be first chair cellist in his high school orchestra. Got a music scholarship to Yale, but now his music will never be heard. Not in orchestra halls, on the radio, his same strings pack endlessly through the shadows of the night, lonely in the corner of my living room, or he is the only chair. My father gave me Shakespeare, the only art he had left, and I will use those words like a battle axe. Life is but a walking shadow, and I've seen him at midnight, the player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage in my house, in my living room. I've seen my father, a walking shadow, pacing back and forth with the same songs, the same sounds, flying up the staircase to my room, and then he is heard of no more. And midnight, that hour isn't even enough to signify nothing, but it is filled with the sound and the fury of beauty. Sonatas, symphonies pass for me, and I dream of notes and take them out of the shadows and with me well into the next day. I carry his fury in the instrument of my words, and they will never be quiet. My to be or not to be's will never be noble. My father chose nobility. My father chose hours and hours of labor, hours and hours for his children, hours and hours of the slings and arrows. And in the end, that signifies nothing. Art is everything. My words will oppose poverty, oppose sitting behind desks, oppose losing what you love. My words will be the poetry I say to my father at night when someday I have to take him in my arms and put him to sleep. And may flights of angels sing thee to thy rest, Hamlet.